going to get started. And today what I'm going to do is welcome you to Ignite. We're very, very glad you're here and excited that you want to volunteer. I'm going to go over what it means to be a volunteer in Ignite, what are the different volunteer opportunities, and I'm going to go into the specifics of actually speaking to girls. So the opportunities on Ignite are several. One, you could volunteer to go to a school and be on a panel and tell girls your story. And in a few minutes, I'm going to review with you what that means. What is the suggested messaging? You know, how to be the best speaker you can be to the girls. And then, so the commitment to volunteer to school is only 90 minutes, and you can sign up to do as many of those as you like, whatever fits in with your schedule. So the volunteer commitments are really very flexible and very easy to do. Whatever fits in with your schedule, that's how many you can commit to. It's really up to you. The other kind of volunteer opportunity is we can bring the girls out to your company. Maybe some of you are from Microsoft today. We have at least 13 events there this year, and you can sign up to be a volunteer at one of these events, and you can even sign up to be on the panel, because every single Ignite event will have a panel. And that's why it's so important today to review with you what it means to be on a panel and talk with girls. So the two main volunteer opportunities are to volunteer at the school or to volunteer at your company or to do both. If you're interested in bringing girls out to your company, what we'd like you to do is let us know and we'll set up a special phone call to go over what the details are to do that. And we really make it very easy. We have a model that we follow. It's a 3-hour field trip. And everybody really wins because the employees love the experience. They really get to interact with girls and really be a great role model. So we encourage you, if the girls are not visiting your company currently, we encourage you to give us a call or email us. Let us know that at least let's talk about it, so you can maybe bring this back to your company and see if everybody's interested. Then there is workshops that we do in Ignite, and you can volunteer to help out at workshops. At Microsoft, we do coding workshops. We need volunteers for those all the time. So we also have events around the community where you can actually volunteer to represent Ignite. There's career fairs and STEM fairs out at the schools. There are some in the communities, at companies. So there's a lot of different ways you can volunteer in Ignite. And all of these will be posted directly to you when you sign up for the newsletter on the website. So that's very important, is you actually sign up to get the newsletter, and then all the volunteer opportunities will be posted. So that's really all the volunteer opportunities and how you get involved. So what I'm going to do now is go over what it means to be on a panel and talk to girls directly. In Ignite, we really believe that that's the most important thing that you can do for girls is to share your own story. We've been doing this with girls almost 20 years. And we know that this changes a girl's perspective about these careers, and it really becomes an emotional connection for them because you're encouraging them through your own story. So you get about 5 to 7 minutes on the panel, and there'll be 4 or 5 other women on the panel with you, and they'll be from different companies, and they'll be from different kinds of STEM careers. And so what we encourage you to do is kind of frame your story around the messaging that we encourage you to do when you're speaking to the girls. So we sent you several Ignite preparation flyers. And those are focused on how could you be the best speaker for the girls? How can you be the best role model? So the messaging we suggest is share your story and focus on what are the obstacles that you had to overcome in your life. We really believe by being yourself and being authentic and telling your real story, girls will begin to understand that you were just like them when you were their age. You really were not sure what you wanted to do. You had to overcome lots of different obstacles in your life to get where you are today. And the more you're willing to be vulnerable and open up, I think what happens is the girls really respond because they can relate to you and understand that you're a real person. You know, they see women in front of the room and men, and they say, these people aren't like me. They make assumptions like you must have had money, or you must have had great parents, or you must have had this or that that they didn't have, that they don't have, to make be successful. And we really want to break down all those myths and stereotypes that girls have in their head about what it takes to be successful. And so by hearing the obstacles you had to overcome in your life, it makes it real that everybody has obstacles and that that's a part of life. So the other messaging is we want girls to understand that everybody on the panel that they're going to meet is different. Everybody has a different path. Everybody went to a different school, enrolled in a different program, picked a different career, but everybody is successful. It isn't about being perfect. It isn't about doing it a certain way. We want girls to know that everybody will pick a different way of doing it, but their way will be the right way because it's the right way for them. And we want to stress that with them, that there isn't one right way. They're often told that if they don't get the perfect grades or take the right classes or pick the perfect school, all of these things that they stressed out about, that they're not going to succeed. And all of that isn't true. So the other messaging we'd like you to focus on is we really do want to encourage them to take technical classes at school, the computer science class, the engineering class, the robotics club, all the things that are available at their school that girls tend to shy away from. We want you to talk about those things and express to them why it's important to take these classes. Because the truth is, when they hear it from you, it will be very different than hearing it from their parents or their teachers. Because they tend to listen to people they don't know, frankly, than people they see every day. If they hear it from you, they're going to have a little bit different perspective on it. You're a professional coming in from this company that they've heard of, and they think, you know, this is person knows what they're talking about, and you do. So taking a technical class at school, taking several, taking advantage of these opportunities is really something we hope you'll stress to them. The other important messaging we'd like you to think about is we want to send the girls a message that we never want them to give up on themselves. Girls find all kinds of reasons why they don't think they're going to get there, wherever there is. You know, maybe they're struggling in math. Maybe they're struggling with their grades. They could be having stuff going on at home. There's lots of different reasons why they give up and they say, you know, I'm just never going to be able to do that or whatever that is. So we have to encourage them. We want to build their confidence. Girls will tend to be less confident about themselves. So we want to say, you know, we don't think giving up on yourself should be an option. If you're struggling with a class, get tutoring. If you're struggling with something, there's counseling at school. There's people who want to help you. But giving up on school and an education really should never be an option. And we want to just encourage them that, you know, we have to fight through those moments in life when it gets hard. And so hearing that from you through your own story and how you overcame your obstacles is very powerful. And then, of course, sharing with them what you do and why you love it, why you came there today to talk to them about your career, why you were there to encourage them to go into a STEM field. These are all very important messages that you can do through your own story to change a girl's life. And that's what Ignite is really all about, because we are the very beginning of the pipeline. We really believe that we're during the school day, we're with Ignite is actually done by the computer science teachers and the engineering teachers, the teachers who know they need more girls in their classes. And this is the tool that they use to get more girls in their classes and to help girls understand that this is worth pursuing. This is worth the struggles and the obstacles and working hard. Because it's a lot harder to have to do three jobs that are dead-end jobs. I mean, we want them to know that this is really fabulous career fields and they're worth fighting for and they're worth working hard for. So basically that's the kind of messaging. And once you do this once or twice and you talk to girls, it's a fabulous experience. It's absolutely, there's nothing like it. The girls are so interested in your story. They're very excited to hear your story. You can hear a pin drop in these events. And they're going to ask great questions. So the second part of that panel event, you'll all speak for 5 to 7 minutes, and then the girls will get a chance to ask questions. And anybody on the panel can jump in. And this is a time to really exchange ideas and to talk to them, you know, personally and really make that connection. And these events are fabulous. They really change a girl's life. They change her perspective. They give her insight that she's never heard before, because girls don't get a chance to hear women's stories. It just doesn't happen. So that's basically what we hope for. And we're really excited that you want to volunteer in Ignite, because it is about changing a girl's life, about helping her understand why pursuing a STEM career today matters. And we believe in Ignite that unless we make these connections, unless we roll up our sleeves, show up at the schools, bring them out to these companies, that we won't change the representation. We need to reach the average girl, the girl, you know, there's no mechanism in schools today to get girls into these classes. There may be an after-school program, there may be a summer program, but most girls will not get to participate in those for lots of different reasons. But Ignite is during the school day, so every girl has an opportunity to participate. And that really matters if we're going to change the representation of all women, including low-income, minority, youth, women, first generation who have gone to college, never gone to college before in their family. There's all these different populations of girls who would never get this opportunity. And so Ignite brings it to them. We are there during the school day, and every girl is invited. So what I'd like to do now is open for any questions you may have. And if you work in a company that you can log your hours, for example, at Microsoft, you can log your hours. It really helps us because Microsoft will match those hours. So any volunteer work you do for Ignite, please remember to do that.